Welcome. Our topic today, what material can my tzitzit be? What material can my beged, we're talking about this part of the tzitzit, what material can that be? So to start the background for the sukkahs of tzitzit, there's two sukkim you have to know. One is the pasuk in Ben Migbar. It should be a pasuk familiar to you. You may recite it a few times a day. Deber al b'nei Yisrael v'amarta lehem
v'asu lehem tzitzit.
Al kanfei v'gdehem l'doratam v'nanu al tzitzit ha'kanaf til techilet. So they have to put tzitzit on the corners of their four-cornered garments. Now that word ha'kanaf, we're going to see that we're going to learn certain halacha from it. And that's going to be related to our discussion today. But there's something else you have to know. The Torah sometimes refers to a beged, an article of clothing. And we have one time that when the Torah refers to materials in the context of kilayim, kilayim is that you're not allowed to wear certain items of clothing together. Certain materials are not allowed to be part of the same clothes. This is what we call shatnez. Lo tilbas shatnez tzemer ufishnim yachdav. So you buy like a fancy Italian suit, so they have you check that there's not a mixture of wool and linen in the same beged, because that's an iser d'oraita. So when the Torah refers to the beged there, of shatnez, it says tzemer ufishnim.
Ufishnim.
Tzemer ufishnim. Okay, so wool and linen. And based on that, that is going to become the prototype in the Torah for when we discuss materials of a beged. Okay, with that background of those psukim, we can now read source 3. The Gemara Menachos, which is the source for most of our halachot, a significant portion of our halachot of tzitzis and tefillin and sefer Torah mezuzah, comes from Menachot, the fourth parak, Hatchelet. Okay, that's the name of the parak. So a lot of the halachot of tzitzit come from there. So the Gemara says, Rava Rami, Rava presented a stira. K'tiv hakanaf. We have the word hakanaf. Min kanaf. What do we learn from hakanaf? The tzitzit that you put on the corner of your beged have to be the same material as the beged, as the corner of the beged. As in the strings have to be the same material as what you have in the corner. Uktiv tzemru pishtim. And we know the pasuk tells us specifically wool and linen.
Ha-ketzad.
So how do we explain this stira? So he says, tzemru pishtim pochrin b'miminan b'in shalop b'minan. If you put wool or linen strings, they work regardless. Regardless for what the beged's made of, wool and linen strings work. So, on the other hand, sha'ar minin, b'minan potrin, shelo b'minan ein potrin. So, what we're going to test in a minute, there's wool and linen, and material X. If you have a wool beged, what kind of strings do you need? You need wool. If you have beged X, not wool or linen, so what kind of strings can you use? You can either use material X or wool or linen. Got it? I'll take the questions in a second. But in other words, wool, normally you have to have the same material. Though wool or linen works as a kind of wild card. It works with any material that the beged is made of. That's what the Gemara said until now. There was a question?
Yeah, wool or linen? Can the string be mixed into it?
We'll start with wool or linen.
Okay.
One or the other. In theory, there's a lima, like a coming double, this beged, with both. Okay? But wool or linen. Okay? Ours tend to be made of wool, the strings. You also have the same question? Or
the same question.
Okay. So continuing the Gemara, that's the first sheet of there. V'Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman apparently disagrees with Rava here. So how does he hold? K'detana debei Rabbi Yishmael. Detana debei Rabbi Yishmael. Ho'il v'nemru begadim v'torastam. Sometimes the Torah sometimes just tells you, beged. Ufarat lecha katu v'echad mehen tzemer ufishtim. And one time the Torah tells us, beged tzemer ufishtim. So how do we explain why sometimes it just uses the term beged and sometimes it's explicit? So af kol tzemer opishtim. So he says that this means that even tzemer opishtim, meaning a beged such as tzemer opishtim. But here we have a stira between the magic of tzemer opishtim working for any kind of beged or not. Okay? The Rambam in source 4, Hadasi Paskin, says, of Altali Chal Sharmi meaning, could go on Bigday Meshi if you have silk. Uvigday Tsemer Gefen, Kadin. Uvigday Tsemer Gemalim, that's not from a camel. Tsemer Arnavim, or wool from a rabbit. Venotza Shal Izim, or from a goat. Ukayot Sebehen. Ein Chayavim b'mitzat Tzitzit, Elmi Divrei Chachamim, Kedei Lizar b'mitzat Tzitzit. So, Midoraita, the only ones that work are wool and linen. Midrabbanan, we want you to put tzitzit on every beged. So, if the beged is made of wool or linen, it needs tzitzit midoraita. If the beged is not made of wool or linen, it doesn't need tzitzit midoraita, but it does need tzitzit midrabbanan. So that would be cotton begadim, all other types of material. It says, those need tzitzit midrabbanan, kidei lizar b'mitzat tzitzit. Why? If you're going to wear a four-cornered garment, and you're going to be like, oh, it's not wool or linen, so it doesn't need tzitzit, what might happen? You might come to not wear tzitzit on a four-cornered garment that does. You might not realize. Okay, so it's a gzera takana of the chachamim, that they said, even though you're not fulfilling the prototype beged midoraita, when the Torah says beged, it means tzemer opishtim, if it's not tzemer opishtim, we are not going to, so you're not chayv midoraita to wear tzitzit on it, but midrabbanan you are. We have a four-cornered garment. Chachamim said you have to put tzitzit on them. Shekol abagadim amurim betorah stam, enam elat tzemer opishtim bilvad. That's the Rambam. The Ravid disagrees. Kimiduma ani shezehu kolech lo mechuvar. He disagreed. Okay. What we have to understand is, first of all, what difference does it make? And we're going to focus on this. Let's say a beged is chayav in tzitzit midrabbanan. Do you have to put tzitzit on it? Yes. Do you make a bracha on it? Yes. So if you have to put tzitzit on it, and you make a bracha on it, so what does it matter? Why should I be makbid to wear a certain beged? Okay, that's a question we're going to have in the back of our mind. Whether or not I care whether I wear a wool beged or a cotton beged, given that I make a bracha on both of them. That's one question. The other question is, how do we paskin? Do we paskin like Rava, that wool and linen works for everything and other materials can only be used for themselves? Or do we paskin like Rav Nachman, that only wool and linen can be used for tzitzis? How did the Rambam paskin? He paskin like Rav Nachman. Only wool and linen is chayav midoraita. Ravid disagrees. But the Chachamim said to put tzitzis on all materials prevent the zilzal on wool or linen, says the Rambam. But the Rambam's paskining like Rav Nachman, not like Rava. Let's look at the Beit Yosef in source 5. Beit Yosef, after citing a whole lot of shitot, such as Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, who paskin like Rava, he says, even though normally when we have machloket Rava and Rav Nachman, so we have a rule like halachik Rav Nachman b'dine, so this isn't dine. Dine means like damages, like when your cow gores another cow, etc. So how do we paskin here? It says, "Dimu Rabbeinu Nechochem, dekhuli alma kol minei begadim chayavavim betzitzit. Aval, I mechay midoraita midorabban mahayi kaplukta." Everybody agrees that all the begadim are chayav in tzitzit. It's just a machloket whether or not they're chayav in tzitzit midoraita or midorabbana. V'ara Rialfasi, the Rif, pasak Rav Nachman, v'chein pasak Rambam. So the Rambam and the Rif paskind like Rav Nachman, that the only begadim that are chayav midoraita in tzitzit are wool and linen. The talit shall sharminim enam chayim v'tzitzit al midrabanan. Anything else is only needs tzitzit midrabanan. But, to Tosvot Katuv Sherashi Rabbeinu Tam Paskel Kerava. Tosvot tells us that Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam Paskel the other way. That everything is Chayav. Just wool and linen works for everything. So according to their Shita, other Begadim are Chayav even Midoraita. Not just Midorabbanan. V'chein Katuv Amordechai V'chein Pasak Asmag V'chein Dada Rav. So it's a long list. And they even questioned the Rav, why do you paskin like Rav Nachman? Even the Rav and Pligal Rav Yehuda, Rechava, there's a whole list of people in the Gemara. And you want to tell me, in the Gemara, when we Rav Nachman brings his cites his din, what does he say? Kidatana to be Rabbi Yishmael, I'm paskining like a certain Tana. Well, there's another Tana to be Rabbi Yishmael that disagrees. Let me call Makom. This is the conclusion of Beit Yosef. Kevan da Rav, Rabbi Yitzchak Alfasi, Varambam, Kaim vibechad shitata hachi naktinan. Because the Rambam and the Rif say this, this is how we paskin. What is going on here? The Beit Yosef, Yosef Cairo, had a shita. When he made the Beit Yosef, when he made the Shulchan Aruch. What was his shita? His shita is, there's dozens of Rishonim. How am I going to decide which one of their svaras makes the most sense? I'm going to go back and learn every single sugya and figure it out. That we can't do. So instead of citing the 40 Rishonim, I'm going to paskin based on a majority of the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rush. There are a few exceptions where most poskim disagree, or the minhag disagrees, and he'll paskin against them, or against the majority of them. But in general, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like those three. That's what the Beis Yosef writes in his Akdama, that's what he's trying to do in his Sefer, and he's pretty consistent. The Rambam tends to paskin like the Rif himself, so essentially, we're paskining, the Shulchan Aruch is always paskining like the Rambam and Rif. The Ramah came along and said the Rambam was Sfardi. The Rif was Sfardi. The Rosh had a son on the door. He moved countries. He might have been Ashkenazi, but basically the Shulchan Aruch is Sfardi Psak. And he wrote notes on the Shulchan Aruch to write the Ramah, a Gold Ramah. And those are Ashkenazi Psak and Ashkenazi Minhag. Okay, you're going to go to his kever in Poland next week, right? Okay. One of the, as a side note, a little tangent, one of the tour guide that the yeshiva generally uses for their trip to Poland is a man named Rav Berger, who says that before the guys go, he likes to give them a printout of a page of the Shulchan Aruch. Because the page of the Shulchan Aruch, all the Nosei Kelim are Ashkenazim from Poland. Not all, but a significant number of them. So a lot of the psak of Shulchan Aruch that we're based on comes from where you're going to be hanging out over the next few days. So that's just a side point. Realize that. The Ramah, our Ashkenazi psak, Ramah was from Krakow, Poland. And you're going to go to his cemetery, his kever, his shul, you're going to realize, you know, the effect that he had. But there was somebody who disagreed with the Shulchan Aruch, vehemently disagreed with the Shulchan Aruch on this. And you'll also be at his kever lately in Lublin. And his name was the Maharshal. Right? The Maharshal said to the Shulchan Aruch, what? You're just going to rely on these three poskim's view of the sugya? You're just going to follow them? Nope, you have to go back and learn the whole sugya and figure out who's right each time. And so that's an important discussion to have. That was all the tangent. Back to our show, back to our topic. We last left our hero. So the Beis Yosef, Paskin, what does he say? He says, why did the Rif and the Rambam Paskin like Rav Nachman? Halacha should be like Ravov. The sugya paskins like Rava. We have a long list of poskim here like Rava. Tosfot says Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam. We have the Mordechai, the Smag, the Rush, and they question the Rif's logic. But the Shulchan Aruch said, because the Rambam and the Rif paskin like Rav Nachman, that's how we have to paskin. And he follows his rule. Source 6, Shulchan Aruch. En chayav betzitzin min haTorah ela beged pishtim otzem rechelim. The only beged chayav and tzitzin midoraita is a beged made of wool and linen. Aval bigdei sharminim en chayav and betzitzin ela midorabanan. Any other beged only needs tzitzit midorabanan. Says the Ramah, v'yesh omrim, tekulu chayav in midoraita v'hachi el chata. The Ramah says, some say that they all need a midoraita. There might be a magical ability of wool and linen to work for any kind of beged when it comes to the rule of having to have the same material. But when it comes to the chi of tzitzit midoraita, no matter what the beged is made of, it needs tzitzit. And that is the machloket, mechaber, and Ramah. So mechaber paskins, only wool and linen midoraita. And the Ramah says, everything midoraita. Now again, that's how we paskin, but we're still going to have to ask, okay, even if I'm only chayav midorabanan, if I brought my cotton beged to a posen, and I said, here, I have a cotton beged, do I make a bracha on it? Yeah. Am I yotzei the mitzvah? Yes. So, does it matter that it's cotton? Does it matter that I'm yotzei only according to Rava and not according to Rav Nachman, that I'm yotzei only midoraita, only according to the Rambam, not to the Rambam? What does that matter?
So Rav, essentially you're asking why do we have to, like what's the difference between the beggars?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm asking. Okay. Which is going to help us understand the difference between wool and cotton, and eventually I'm going to get to mesh. Okay, the mesh is going to be the last source, source 13. Okay, but to understand the background of the mesh discussion, we're going to finish the wool versus cotton discussion. But that's exactly what I'm asking. What difference does it make whether miyotzei daraita, meaning whether this beged is mechayev daraita or not? I have to wear tzitzis. This beged is chayev in a bracha. It's chayev in tzitzis. What does that matter? Is there a proof whether cotton is not chayav midoraita and tzitzit? So, source 7, some saw as a proof. Source 7, the Mishnah in Kilayim, again, about mixing wool and linen. Ein iser mishum kilayim elet semru pishtim. Veinu metamin agayim elet semru pishtim. Ein hakohanim lovshin l'shamish beit hamikdash elet semru pishtim. The only begotten that work is semru pishtim. So seemingly, you're only chayav midoraita semru pishtim. Good proof? Yes? No? Well, you would think so, but source 8, the Aruch HaShulchan says, for quotes a sefer, the Aratz HaChayim, Hevi raya lezem imishna reish paratet, the kalayim, the chashim mili, the tzem ravishtin, v'lo chashim zed the tzitzit. It doesn't mention tzitzit. V'ulayim ishum, the kolhani, the chashim sham gaming the rabbanan in chiv, v'lo kem tzitzit. No. You can't prove from that Mishnah. That Mishnah says, there's no kilayim except tzem ravishtin, because there's no kilayim d'oraita or the rabbanan except tzem ravishtin. The kohanim can only be mishamish lebein and mikdash at tzem ravishtin, d'oraita or the rabbanan. Tzitzis isn't in that list because midarabbanan you are chayav in tzitzit in the other begadim. Meaning even the shita that says it's not d'oraita still agrees that midarabbanan you're chayav in it. Okay, so now let's get to our main question. Why go one way or the other? Let's start with source 9. The Mishnah Berurah has a few answers. Elamid Arbanu, commenting on source 6, where the Mechaber says, other begadim, such as a cotton beged, is only chayv and tzitzit midarabanan. So says the Mishnah Berurah, after tzarek levarech al mitzvah shi'im midarabanan gamkein, mikol makom nafkamin linyan kamidvarim. So yes, you have to make a bracha on it, you're mechuyav in it, you're yotzei in the mitzvah, there's a few nafkaminot. One, yotera oila sod beged shi yotzei bo min haTorah. Why would you choose to put on a beged that is possibly not mechuyav midoraita? Meaning, if you're trying to be yotzei the mitzvah tzitzit, choose one that's mechuyav midoraita according to all shitot. Two, אם נתערב לו ציצית, הבן לשמן שלא לשמן, ואין לו ציצית אחרים, או שיש לו ספק על הבגד. אם הוא חייב בציצית, אם הוא מדרבנן, צריך לדרבנן לכולו. When it comes to a ספק, right? If it's מדרבנן, and we're not sure, was this done properly? Is this begad big enough? Is this begad really four corners, etc.? So svegad rabbanan nakula. If it's made of cotton, we'll be lenient. If it's made of wool, we'll be machmir. Gimel. Imhu yoshe b'tzibor. If you're in public, and not where, like, our tzitzis is just an extra begad. Imagine your cloak, your one garment, was four-cornered. V'nifsak echad mitzitziotav, and one of the corners got cut off, gets caught in the seat folding thing, and just gets ripped off. So now you're wearing a four-cornered garment without tzitzis, because you only have tzitzis on three of the corners. So, are you allowed to wear a beged like that? No, that's usser. Im hudur midrabanan, if it's only cotton, yesh lomar kavod habriyo docha derabanan. We don't make you pull off your clothes and walk around naked until you can get a new beged, because kavod habriyot. Kavod habriyot is a halachic consideration against the nisr midrabanan. Against the nisr midaraita, we might be more stringent. Ve'enu mechuyav techa lifshal talito, etc. And he has a few more nafkaminas. And the Rama, when he says, "Dekula chayvim midaraita hachi yochata," Mishnah Berurah comments, "Yeshikadvu yachmir atzmo lachosh l'day arishona v'yaseh talit shel tzemer kedei sheyichayev etzitzim min haTorah l'chol yalma." He said, "You should be stringent." Some wrote that you should be stringent on yourself to be choshish to the first shita in order to wear a wool beged, in order to be obligated according to all shitot on a daraita level in tzitzit. He says, "Nachon shiyase bein atalit kadol bein atalit katan shel semer." It is best that at least one of your begadim, at least your talis, if you're going to wear tzitzis that are cotton, at least your talis should be made of wool. Just about every talis I've ever seen is made of wool, so at least one of them should be made of semer. If you wear a talis every day, so you don't say, so then you can wear a cotton beged. Yes.
Just with the point
that covered a briot. Should have to, yeah. He could still hold it up and cover himself. He just can't be wearing it. I've seen some other views about being machmir on it, such as pointing out that certain Ashkenazim poskim like the Rambam and the Mechaber, that only wool and linen are chayev midoraita, such as the Mishkanot Yaakov. There are a few other reasons that we'll come to up in the other Makorot. The next two Makorot are one topic, and the following two Makorot are the last topic about Mesh Tzitzit. But the next two Makorot are for a discussion that I get asked all the time. Okay, let's say I want to be Machmir here. And this seems like an appropriate Chumrah. Again, some people are just Machmir all the time. They don't know enough, or they know a lot, and they're just nervous by nature, so they're very careful, so they'll always be machmir. Even people who aren't, and I'm not saying that they're just flippant about halacha and everything's allowed, okay, I'm not talking about just saying everything's mutter. I mean, people who are careful about halacha, and they decide appropriately when there should be a chumrah, this is considered to be an appropriate chumrah. Why? Because it comes from the sources, from the sugya. Meaning, within the sugya that says that there's a machloket about whether only wool or linen is chayv midoraita or the others, so that's an actual bona fide machloket. So being machmir here isn't a chumrah out of thin air, it's going to fit as an appropriate chumrah. You're trying to be choshesh to all shitot. As a side point with a personal background, when I first learned the halacha of tzitzit in about 7th or 8th grade, so I decided to wear wool tzitzit at that point. And when I was going into the army, so they told us in advance of the army that people in the army have to wear green tzitzit, because they'll spot the white. Like, you can't wear white undershirts in the army, you have to wear green undershirts. Because if they're looking for you in the middle of the night and they see white, they've spotted you. So you had to wear green. So what does it help to wear a green undershirt if your tzitzit are white? So the army gives out for the religious soldiers green tzitzit. The green tzitzit they gave out were made of cotton. And I had always been wearing wool. So I went to Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal and he told me that I had to be matir neder. Because when you take upon a stringency, a chumra, a custom upon yourself to be choshish to one shita, and you've been doing it for, and you didn't do it b'li neder, and you've been doing it for a while, so it becomes a neder. In order to get out of it, you have to be matir neder. It turned out, when I got to the base, since I was a chayal bodeid, and they treat their foreign soldiers very nicely, so I met the commander of the base my first day or week, and he said, anybody have any questions, special requests, etc.? So I raised my hand, and I gave him the 30-second version of the shir, and said, so I would like to wear wool tzitzis. And he said to me, okay. So I'm a higher ranking officer than any person you have and who's going to command you otherwise. So anybody tells you that you can't wear those tzitzis, tell them I said you can. And so I didn't have to deal with that problem. I didn't have to be matir neder. I got to wear my wool tzitzis throughout the army. Baruch Hashem. Okay. But one question that did come up, and I got asked by my fellow chayalim, and I got asked by kids in camp my whole life, was, it is so hot during the summer. How can you wear wool tzitzis? Right? Good question. It's the same question they have for the chassidim walking around in shtreimels and bekishes and levaks and kapatas and everybody in lots of clothing that's much warmer, and it's the argument for less sneeze clothing in general for men and for women to wear shorts and tank tops and instead of longer sleeves, so and longer length skirts, pants, whatever. That's a good question. But let's make the question stronger. The Torah tells us that you have to put tzitzis on a four-cornered beged. And we've been focusing on this year the material of the beged. What is a beged? What's a beged? Something you wear. Something you would enjoy wearing, you appreciate wearing. Meaning, it services you. Why am I wearing this shirt? So A, I'm not naked. B, it looks nice. Those are the reasons I wear something. So what about wearing a wool beged in the summer? Right? Could you tell me that my winter coat in the summer is my beged? Would I ever wear that? Would I ever choose to wear that? So when the Torah tells me on a beged, on your article of clothing that you wear, that has four corners, you need to put tzitzis on it, it's going to be on a beged, something that serves me well. I wouldn't opt to put on a winter coat. So maybe my wool beged during the summer isn't considered a beged. Got it? Everyone understand the question? That question wasn't my question. That question was posed in source 10 and 11 to Rav Moshe Feinstein and to Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Source 10, Rav Moshe Feinstein was asked even stronger. If it's not a beged, can you wear it outside on Shabbos when there's no Erev? Or is it considered carrying? So Rav Moshe Feinstein in Source 10 says, you ask me, can I wear the talikatan shel tzemer b'yamim achamim in the hot days? Shama kvot haratos, right? How do all these questions come? Somebody comes up with a chumra, tells it to one guy. So until he asks Rav Moshe Feinstein, he's all concerned about it. Shama kvot haratos me'echad, he heard from one guy, she'ein ra'i levosh b'shabbat latzipal or shidram le'karmelit mishum she'ein derech lelech b'get tzemer yamim achamim. Right? We're allowed to wear clothes, even where there's no Erev. You can go where there's no Erev, and you're allowed to wear your clothes in Shabbat. That's not considered carrying. Correct? That's just considered wearing your clothes. So there's questions in Halacha about all sorts of extra items. Gloves, jewelry, watches, hats, extra layers of clothing. All of those are real bona fide discussions in Halacha. Can I wear this item of clothing? That on can I have an animal with this art? There's whole chapters of Gemara dedicated to which items are considered part of your clothing and which items are considered tashit or extra on your clothing, and you might remove them and it's a problem, you might come to carry them. So you're not allowed to have these extra begadim. So maybe I'm not, this Tzemer Beged is too hot, and if I get too hot, I might take it off. Maybe I can't wear this Beged Tzemer where there's no Erev. So says Rav Moshe Feinstein, ain't no klum, don't worry about it. Vadai hu Beged, it's a Beged. Rashai lechbol Rishut Aram Shabbat, you can wear it in Rishut Aram on Shabbos. And listen to what he says. Mimela kevan shel mitzvah tzitzit adiv yoter Beged shel Tzemer. Since the best beged you should wear for tzitzis is tzemer, because if it's yotzei all the shitot midoraita, yoter tov gam b'kayetz alech b'talakot shel tzemer. It's even better. So yes, your thought process was tzemer is no good because it's too hot and doesn't work as a beged for me because I don't want to wear it. Maybe it's better anyway. V'chein ani nohag, and I, Rav Moshe Feinstein, wear this one. And I survive in the heat. Mitam da chayav lavosh beg da chiyav lavosh beged a chayav tzitzit lekabatsim. If we really boil it down, do we have to wear a beged? That's a question we have to discuss when it comes to tzitzis. The Torah says, if you have a four-cornered garment, put tzitzis on it. Where does it say that I have to wear a four-cornered garment? All my garments are three-cornered, two-cornered, one-cornered, no corner, round. I don't have to put tzitzis on anything. So why am I wearing tzitzis in the first place? Ela mishum shetzarech lishtadel lekayim mitzvah. Rather, we go out of our way in order to fulfill the mitzvah. The Torah says if you have a four-cornered garment, put tzitzis on it. So we go and make sure we have a four-cornered garment to put tzitzis on it. Right, the wrong kind of garment in the summer, the wrong kind of garment in the winter, do I wear tzitzis? So why do we wear tzitzis even though we may not have to? Because when the Torah, when Hashem punishes people, if there's a plague, if there's a war, if there's disease, if anything else is going on, when it comes time to decide who is going to survive, who's going to make it, and who's going to get punished, what tips the needle is whether or not we do these little extra for mitzvot. So the reason we opt and make sure to wear tzitzis, even though technically we can never have a four-cornered garment, and we wouldn't violate anything by not wearing tzitzis. We only have to put tzitzis on a garment that has four corners. If we don't have any four-cornered garments, we're fine. Why do we go out of our way to go have a four-cornered garment to put it on? That's the ita vizman de ita ritcha, while there's ritcha, heat, hatred, anger, punishment. While something bad is going on Shinan, we get punished. So we want the balance tipped in our favor. Hashem, look! I go out of my way to do extra mitzvot. I could have not worn a tzitzis. I could have not worn a baguette that has four cornered and wouldn't have been choyv and tzitzis, and nobody would have said anything was wrong. Look, Hashem, I did something extra. I'm wearing tzitzis, and hopefully that plays out in our favor. Mimelem talitora chirop turo midoraita, like the Mechaber says, l'chein tzarech lishtadel l'kayim ha-mitzvah midoraita l'kuli alma v'lo b'shel sharminim. So therefore, since the whole reason I'm wearing tzitzis in the first place is in order to get myself an extra mitzvah, so when I'm going to get myself an extra mitzvah, I'm going to get myself the best extra mitzvah. And I'm going to make sure I'm wearing a baguette that's certainly chayv midoraita, l'kol hashitot, the Mechaber and the Rambam, and not just the Rambam, not just Rashi and Tosfot, but also the Mechaber, the Rambam, and the Rif. And that is why Rav Moshe Feinstein says, don't worry, you can wear a Beged Tzemer in the summer, and in fact, you should wear a Beged Tzemer in the summer. Since the only reason we're wearing tzitzis in the first place is to get ourselves an extra mitzvah, so now that we're getting ourselves an extra mitzvah, we want to be sure we're getting an extra mitzvah. So we're going to be sure to be wearing a Beged that's mechuyav midoraita lekol hashitot. That was the answer of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Source 11, we have Rav Shlomo Zalman's answer. L'chadchila yesh lelech betalit katan shal tzemer l'kayim ha-mitzvah midoraita lekol yama. L'chadchila, you should wear a wool one. U'ma shekatav maserav sherabenu agrazal. The Gra, what's maserav? Somebody was with the Vilna Gaon for a few days, the last week of his life, one of his Talmidim, Shamashim, and watched him do all sorts of things, and he wrote them all down. And he published it in a list, in a sefer, that explains the halachic background, all the minhagim, all the shitot, all the chumrah that the Gra was choshish for. So in that maserav, it says the Gra was wearing tzitzis that were katan. So there are a few different explanations for this. One was Fargadav Zagrana Levi B'Shem Grash Salant. Rav Salant said the Grazala Reyayam Meuta Petalit Gadol Shot Semer Kol Yom. The Gra wore his talis all day. I think he wore tefillin all day. Meaning so his talis was already tzemer. So he can wear a talis katan. That was tzitzis. Lachin lavash talit katan misharminim kidei lekayim gamet roshay shalot asur. He specifically wore katan tzitzis to show you that we're choshish to the mitzvah midorabanan. As in, yes, midoraita, the only beged that's mechuyav in tzitzis is wool or linen. And I want the extra mitzvah, and I'm going to be mechayim myself by specifically wearing a four-cornered garment. So I'm going to wear a four-cornered garment. I'm going to wear a talis. But why am I going to purposely wear a tzitzis that are katan? I'm going to purposely wear a tzitzis that are katan to show you that what the Rabbanan said in these tzitzis is important too. So yes, even if only the Mechaber and the Rif and the Rambam tell us that Karen Beged needs tzitzis only with the Rabbanan, I'm going to be dafka with that to show you that the Rabbanan is important. Because anyway, my talis is tzemer. And then says Rosh Hashanah, and even if you get hot because it's a Beged tzemer, and so some people want to say, maybe you're not Yotze because it's not really a Beged. Let one bond, it's not a problem. Shabbat Mekayim Mitzvah, you are getting the Mitzvah. Sherim Yonakayetz, Vadeleka Klaus, Shuman Gov Minatam Katan, Rafilim Mital Shabbat. What? You want to tell me when you're hot in the summer, wool you don't get enough from, but cotton you do? No. You get no hana from extra begadim. You would rather not have to wear an extra layer. I wear two extra layers, an undershirt under my tzitzis. I don't want the tzitzis against my body. So now I'm walking around in the summer with three layers. So you're going to tell me, well, wool, I wouldn't get enough from cotton, I would. No, I get much more enough from wearing only one layer, wearing a light t-shirt and not having this problem. Yet, we do it from the mitzvah. Because it's not a din in lavush, meaning it's a din in lavush, as in its clothing. It's not a din in a beged I get hana from. But time in the middle, tzarich lomar kevichik farnagu lavush tamid beged shal tzitzit. Since we already have established this minhag, everybody wears tzitzis. To be a frum Jew, you must wear tzitzis. You don't say, well, I don't have any four-cornered garments, I don't need tzitzis. No, that's not what frum Jews do. Frum Jews wear tzitzis. Kfar nevach beged kazeli old gimel malbush ragil. So now wearing tzitzis is malbush ragil. Shekol adam ragil love shavim elam izav shemana. Even when you don't get enough, even when you're just doing it for the mitzvah, not that you enjoy wearing this beged. Mishum kach mutar letzipo b'shavala rishad ramim. Again, answering the same question the Igor Moshe answered in Surah 10. You can wear it outside on Shabbos. Yes.
Would they say, like, say if a person does wear wool tzitzis, but like for whatever reason, like, would there be an issue with them wearing cotton gadim? Meaning, they say that it's not an issue to not wear wool, right?
They say it's not an issue to not wear wool.
But would it be an issue to wear cotton, according to them?
So he's saying you can. You can be Yotze with cotton. He thinks wool is better because it's Yotze the Kol Hashita. Both the Igra Moshe and Shlomo Zalman said that wool is better, and it's not a problem that you get hot in wool during the summer. It's still considered a beged, and it's still considered the best way. Okay.
If you wear cotton, it's not necessarily...
It's not an issue to wear cotton. Okay. So that, before we get to mesh, let's just sum up on wool versus cotton. So, what we see here, first of all, is we have many, many gedolim and poskim who've told us now that wool is better than cotton. Cotton, if you have a cotton beged, you can't walk around with a four-cornered cotton beged without tzitzis. Absolutely not. It needs tzitzis. And when you have tzitzis and you wear it, you need to make a brach on it. And your yotze, your chi of tzitzis. That's clear, likuli alma, also. The Mishnah Berurah had written that a Baal Nefesh is machmir on this. Baal Nefesh should be careful. And it's a phrase the Mishnah Berurah uses a few times. He also does it when he discusses the size your tzitzis have to be, the size the beged has to be, a Baal Nefesh is machmir on it. Rav Amital, the founding Rosh Yeshiva of this Yeshiva, said that he had a Mesorah from Mr. Zalman, but the Mesorah they had was that when some people think that Baal Nefesh is Machmer, what does that mean? Every Yeshiva Bachar learns these halacha, Baal Nefesh is Machmer, that means me. I should be Machmer. He says, no, Baal Nefesh means the Gedolim. The Gedolim have to be Machmer. Rav Schechter spoke at the YU Chag HaSmicha this year. He told the story from Rav Amital, and he suggested to the crowd that when we say Baal Nefesh is Machmer, it doesn't mean everybody, it means the Gedolim. He says that also means the Rabbanim. And when you become a rabbi and you're the rabbi of the community, so you're supposed to be a Baal Nefesh. Okay. So that's the background on wool versus linen. At the same time, I will tell you that there are many, many great Gedolim who wear cotton on purpose. Rav Chaim Kanievsky wears cotton tzitzis. He lives in a very simple apartment in Bnei Brak. There's no air conditioning. It's very hot there. He wears cotton. And he's one of those, what I just read in Rav Shlomo Zalman, that explains the reason the Gra wore cotton. So there's two different explanations why the Gra wore cotton. So one was that he was wearing a talis godol, talis katan, possibly. That's one issue. And the other issue is the Chazon Ish told him that the Gra wanted to be mefarsin halacha that the cotton beged is chayv midoraita. That was something we read in Halicha Shlomo. So he wears cotton. Many, many other great rabbanim, poskim, gedolim, lichatchila wore cotton. I'm not talking about people cutting corners figuratively. I'm talking about bona fide poskim wore cotton begadim. So, again, if you think you're able to, if you're not going to find yourself miserable wearing it, I think you get used to it also, because I did. But, if you're able to wear the wool one, you're certainly yotze more poskim and shitot. Those who don't want to, those who want to wear cotton, certainly have on whom to rely. The Ramah says, lechatchila, that's yotze midoraita. Many other great gedolim do it. So that's the background. Before we get to mesh, I'm going to take questions. Yes?
So, would it be problematic to wear, let's say, cotton during the... wearing wool during the cold months? So, for example, like...
You can wear wool during the winter and cotton during the summer. That's wonderful.
But isn't that, aren't you making a chum on yourself? Or, a chazak on yourself, then?
No. Just do... The first time you put on wool, just do bli nether. I'm not taking any nether on myself. I'm wearing wool during the winter.
So you think that's still something
that... I think that would be wonderful. And as in, right now, all year, you're wearing cotton, and now you're going to start wearing wool half the year? Wonderful.
That's a lot like...
Ashrecha v'tov lecha for doing that.
Right, on Shabbos?
Shabbos, you can wear it. Yeah.
Kumar, that's good.
Yeah, wonderful. You're saying to make your cotton, your Shabbos tzitzis wool. Yeah. That's also a nice kumar. That's beautiful. Yes?
It's more general tzitzis question, but when you...
Okay, that's a different time topic.
Okay.
I can discuss that. But in general, if your tzitzis are going to get you disgusting, you're going to get them disgusting, you're allowed to take them off temporarily. But you should immediately put them back on. So like, if you take them off at the basketball court, you put them on the side of the basketball court. When you're done playing, you put them on. If you want, you can put them on over your clothes and they don't get disgusting until you get back and shower, etc. But during the game, you don't have to wear them.
So like gym
class, same idea, yeah.
And what about swimming?
You don't have to wear them in the pool.
Obviously in the pool, I'm saying
after. So after, once you can wear them, you should.
This is also like off topic, so you can say.
Okay.
But sleeping in tzitzit?
That is off topic. It's an interesting question. It's a machloket. I would say that anecdotally, I know most not to do it. But at the same time, there are makpid to wear tzitzis at night. The idea that you don't have to wear tzitzis at night is a misnomer. You might not make a bracha on tzitzis at night. But like we don't get, like darkness comes, you don't take off your tzitzis. You wear tzitzis even at night, and when you go to bed, you can take them off and put them on first thing in the morning. I'm pretty sure most don't wear tzitzis to sleep. I had a friend in camp who used to get those undershirt tzitzis and wear them to sleep because, you know, and then it didn't bother him. I don't think you have to do that.
But maybe if it's not to be enough, maybe just because. Is it problematic to wear?
No. You can have all your begotten always have tzitzis on them. That's not a problem. Whether you need to bother to do that is clearly extra, is the point. Okay.
So just, what if you run like a day to you, like you're hiking all day, you're going to be sweating all day?
Yeah. I've worn my tzitzis on many hikes. I wore my tzitzis on long stretches in the army, carrying stretchers, carrying equipment, carrying an army vest, carrying a gun. If you tell me you're an istnis, I really can't have my tzitzis on me. Okay, so then you can't have your tzitzis on you for those few hours, and then you should put them on before and after.
So you don't have to use the less to.
It's appropriate to. Okay. Source 12 and 13 is the last. Oh, already a question? Yeah?
Is a scarf by a tzitzit?
A scarf. It could depend on the shear of the scarf. Meaning, if it's a thin scarf, then no. Meaning, there's a certain minimal size, and we can look up the halacha together. Or come back to me afterwards, and I'll show you. But
so would you agree, for example, if you take your bag of tzitzit, and you just wrap it around your neck?
No, but then it's the right size.
Right. So
you can wear it like that. Yeah. Yeah, there's no rule you have to wear it with your head over it. So you have to wear it the way you... But you do have to wear it the way you wear a beged. You can't just tie, like you can't take your shirt and tie it around your leg and that's yotze as your beged. But if you wear it the way a person would wear such a beged, so then that works. So you want to say to turn it into a scarf is the way people wear things, so if it's a size that's mechuyav in it, so then you can indeed be yotze that way. So you can make one. You could buy the material, it's that size, put corners on it, and it's a scarf.
If I take off my beged right now and I wrap it around my neck, am I wearing tzitzit?
If you think it could look like a scarf. it's harder. Scarves are rectangles, they're just longer rectangles.
It's actually the yeshiva to take away it's like tzitzit is like...
Yeah, he's just weird. Don't quote me. There's a rub in this yeshiva who has a suit. Has a suit with tzitzis on it.
Yeah, the when I saw that, I was...
You've seen him?
Yeah, I've seen him. When I saw that, I was...
Yes, it's a sign. He made sure that it's four-cornered and that it's cut up a certain length. There's rules about that. And it has tchelis on it, too. It has tchelis on it, too. Okay. Let's do mesh in the 5 minutes I have left. The Gemara has a discussion. Okay, we said until now, certain materials are mechuyev midoraita lekol hashitot, and other materials are mechuyev doraita according to some, and according to others, the mechuyev midorabanan. When we said other materials are mechuyev midorabanan, does that apply to all of the materials, everything, or just most things? And that is our discussion now. Source 12. He shall beged uknafesh shalor. Remember, we said, what about? We said that tzitzis has to match what the corner of the beged is made of. So, what if the beged is made of one thing and its corner is made of something else? So the Gemara goes through all sorts of cases. I only cite one here because it's the relevant one. He shall beg it. It's made of a begging material. It's wool, it's linen, etc. Uknafeh shel or. But its corner is made of skin. Leather. No, the corner of the beged. Chayevet. It is obligated in tzitzis. He shall or. The whole piece is made of animal skin. Uknafeh shel beged. And its corner is wool or linen. Pitura. Mai taima. Ikar beged be'inan. The actual garment, not just the corner, the actual garment is what's mechuyav in tzitzis, and it has to be a beged. And somehow, taking this horse skin and just wearing it doesn't make it into a beged. So Ikros Moshe, source 13, was asked, Nishaltim, yachol l'lbosh b'mei ha'kayitz ha'chamim, beged shel galon knafo l'kiyum mitzvah tzitzit mi'aminim nylon v'rayon. Okay? These are man-made materials. Those begadim are potter from tzitzis. If the beged is made of nylon or rayon, it doesn't need tzitzis on it, even if it has four corners. Even if we hold like those who say non-wool or linen needs tzitzis, even that shita agrees there is some kind of material that's pater and tzitzis, such as one made of skin. And then he goes through all sugya and put it all here. Kol panim l'dina arei gam haRambam pater begadim shel dor v'kein yesh l'milah mizeh sheyiftur, just like he says, or is pater yiftur gam begadim miminim elu kevan shegam heim lo dam begadim tzerem vishtim. So too, these materials are also not similar to tzemer pishtim. Meaning, cotton is rather similar to a wool or linen beged. So yes, it's mechuyav midrabanan. But there's certain materials that are so out of the realm of beged that they're not even mechuyav midrabanan. They're rather similar to a beged shel or, which is completely pater. And if it's pater and tzitzis, so if you, it's that means making that your tzitzis and making a brach on it would be brach levatala. You want to tell me or is a little bit different because here you made it into strings and then you turned it into a whole thing, into a whole weave. Avaminim denial and rayon, they're first made into strings, and meaning the Gemara's case is more like you just have a sheet of wool and then you would poke out some holes in it, etc. That's not even a beged, but here it's already strings first and then you weave it into a beged. Lo nira klal lechalek, I'm not mechalek, I think both of them are not mechuyav in tzitzis. Me'achar dal kol panim lo damu de begadim de tzer pishtim, t'chi or nemar liftor, sh'neima sh'mei, sh'amash lo dami lo or, lo niftor, I don't hold to that. And then again, he throws in what he says, linyan lo bosh b'yam mecham in beged dak, hanase miminim she'in mecham k'mo tzemer gefen. Again, I think that you should wear them, and bal nefesh hamachmer tavolo bracha. So the Ikrot Moshe said, it's not a beged if it's synthetic, it's not a, if it's not gedule karka, if it's full of holes, it is not considered a beged. So if it's not a beged, it's not mechuyav in tzitzis, making that your tzitzis is a bracha levatolo. I would add in that a lot of the times the mesh tzitzis I've seen people have, the net tzitzis that people have, I think are too small also. I haven't seen a very big one. Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal used to give us an example of the effect of Rav Moshe Feinstein. He said he used to try to explain how widely accepted Rav Moshe Feinstein was in North America while he was considered the while he was alive there in the Gadol Ador. He said when Rav Moshe's tshuva came out about mesh tzitzis, within a week, no Judaica store in America carried mesh tzitzis. That was the effect of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Okay, I don't know that anybody has that effect now. Not here, not there, not in any seaboard, in any country.
There's many Judaic stores in
Australia. I think the ones in America now have it too. Because it's also called supply and demand. Right? If people want to buy it, they're going to sell it. But at the time that Rav Moshe's tshuva came out, it had an immediate effect, ripple effect across America. Lichtenstein used to use that as an example to show people the effect of Moshe Feinstein, you know, the status Moshe Feinstein was held as esteem in America. So I certainly recommend against wearing mesh tzitzis. I don't think they're mechuyev in tzitzis. I don't think you're yotzei with them. I don't think you should make a bracha on them. Meaning I'm nothing. I'm relying on those who say that you shouldn't wear them. And
the reason is they're not considered.
It's not considered a beged, so it's not mechuyev in tzitzis. So yes, and if you really are hot and you really want and it's really a problem, so then rely on those shittot that say cotton. Cotton isn't that hot to wear a little bit of a cotton beged. So I think it would be best if we're choshesh to wool. But okay, if not, cotton. But not mesh. Questions?
Is it so problematic in the extent where you should cotton
person and say? So kashem that it's a mitzvah to tell something that is listened to, it's a mitzvah to not sell something they won't listen to. So you have to judge each situation. If you think the kid will listen, or the person you're telling to stop wearing a mesh beged will listen, so you should tell them not to. But if they're going to hate you and be annoyed at you, whatever, not going to listen, they think it's right, and then, so then maybe there's no...
Rabbi Judah doesn't apply to the shita that says that it's kosher. So what you're saying is that no shita at all says that it's to the kosher.
Maybe you could find some maybe you can find some rabbi somewhere who says it.
Because the whole point of it
is people want it.
Because what one was.
I want to come into with six candles.
People have menorahs that are possible. People have round menorahs. People have all these things.
So the whole concept of like rebuking a friend obviously only applies if there's an animal to rely on. An animal would be
I think even if somebody says it, they're such a minority here that they've been rejected by the major poskim that you, if it's appropriate that they would listen to you, that you should tell them. Okay? This is not one of those that there's a, like, I wouldn't tell anybody wearing cotton, stop, go wear wool, because those are two bona fide shittot. Right? That's what I'm trying to tell you. The cotton and wool are both wonderful shittot, wonderful poskim saying it's okay. That's not the case with mesh.
So would you, like, tell someone who's listening to recorded music during the Yom Kippur that they should be doing that, even though there's a very, very minority of people that says you can't?
I wouldn't tell them that. No, if they asked me, I would tell them not. But I wouldn't tell them not, given that I know that there are shittot that allow it. That's exactly the point. There's a difference between the recorded music during the Omer versus wearing mesh tzitzis. Okay? Shkach.